I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Friday, and that means it's time to place your bets. I am Mike Cadlick from WEEI. He is Taylor Kyles from CLNS Media. As you know, our odds are presented by FanDuel, but this segment here is powered by Odds Are. If you go to oddsare.com/presspass, you can get a 30-day free trial on this actually pretty cool, innovative new app where I know you come here for all your betting advice, but Odds Are is also an app where you literally just go in, gives you all the analysis, all the details. It tells you what to bet, what you maybe shouldn't bet. It's green for go, it's yellow for maybe, it's red for no. It's as simple as that. It's like a traffic light for betting. So if you go to oddsare.com/presspass, you can go check that out, get a 30-day free trial on us. But what we're gonna do is try and give you our analysis of these games, then you can go to Odds Are and check that out. So first, we're going to go to Patriots at Jets. We're going to talk about it here, and then me and Taylor are actually going to head down to New York tomorrow to check out this game on Sunday. The Patriots are -2.5 favorites, according to FanDuel.
Finally.
Yeah, seriously, finally favorites. -152 on the money line. The total is 36.5. Me and Taylor have been diving into this game all week, but big sort of tent poles of it are the facts that Zach Wilson is in. Aaron Rodgers is obviously out. Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones just went on IR yesterday, so he's going to be out for a while. Patriots just signed Will Greer. Thought that was kind of interesting. That has nothing to do with this game per se, but that third quarterback carousel, man, has been all over the place. But Pats, again, going to the Meadowlands, and they are finally favorites on FanDuel. So what do you make of this matchup, Taylor? I know you've done your three keys. I know we'll have our eyes, obviously, on guys like Garrett Wilson versus Christian Gonzalez. But with Zach Wilson in the mix and with the success they've had against him, not only 4-0 against him in his career, but 14-0 against the Jets in their last 14. Do they make it 15-0? What do you make of the matchup?
I think they do. I think Matt Judon was right last week, and this is not a bad team. They just haven't been as perfect as they needed to be against teams where you really can't be making mistakes. I think this Jets defense, this is a really good game. It's good for the defense on the Patriots to get some more confidence because you have to respect the run game for the Jets. You know, Breece Hall is not someone you can sleep on. They did a good job against Dalvin Cook that last year, but another guy who, you know, it's like last week where if you miss a tackle or you have one bad play, he can house it. So they have to be on point in that aspect. But in terms of the pass game, I think if they just do what they're supposed to do and stick to their fundamentals, this should be a game that they don't allow many, if any, touchdowns. Right. Offensively, the Jets are kind of built to stop what the Patriots don't do, which is go downfield. It's a lot of quarters. Right. They also play a lot of man coverage, but really they just don't want you to throw behind them. And I think that this will be a good test for the Patriots where it's, okay, this is a team where you're going to have to put together 10-plus play drives to put points on the board. Can you do that without shooting yourselves in the foot and then actually finish these drives, or are you going to continue to stall out once you get past midfield? And on top of that, can they actually beat man coverage? Because we haven't seen a ton of the press man that we're going to see from the Jets, from the Dolphins, and from the Eagles. So I do think the Patriots are going to win this game. If they play well, I think they win it by a couple scores, to be honest with you. But yeah, I think they would have to, you know, play a really bad day of football for this to be a loss for them.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to give, again, Zach Wilson on the offense headaches. I think it's going to be low scoring. And talking about those, you know, methodical 10 play drives that, you know, they've kind of had here, but they actually haven't been able to finish. Bill O'Brien talked about it this week that we need to get, like, basically in layman's terms said, we need to get in the end zone. We need to finish these drives. We have it there, and then we don't finish them. This is the perfect opportunity, like you said, for them to do that. So even if they win this game, and my prediction, I'm going to go with the Patriots -2.5. And my prediction is like a 20-9 win, even if they only score 20 points, but they move the football slowly, methodically down the field, 10 play drives, score, get in the end zone. Even if they go get down there, kick a field goal, that's okay. Score your points. Look good. Don't make mistakes. Like putting up only 20 points against this Jets defense, that's a win in my opinion. Get the win, get it done, see one go through the hoop, and then you you can try and knock a couple more wins off down the stretch. But gonna go with the Patriots -2.5. I'm also gonna take the under 36.5 because again, I don't see Zach Wilson putting up many points on this team. Maybe a field goal or two, and then maybe a fluke touchdown in the end. So I'm going Patriots -2.5. I'm going under 36.5. Let's stay in the AFC East. We'll talk about the team that the Patriots lost to last week. They played them tight. It is the Miami Dolphins. Yep. They are welcoming the Denver Broncos to Miami. Miami is 6.5-point favorites at FanDuel. Denver is +225 on the money line. The total is 47.5. This Broncos team, they're 0-2, but they're finally sort of stringing together some offense, which I found interesting last week. Like week one, they scored like 15 points, and it was the same sort of thing as last year where, you know, their defense lets up 16 and you only score 15 and it's Russell Wilson and everyone's making fun of him again. But on week two, they put up 35. Wilson threw 3 touchdowns. He threw a Hail Mary at the end to almost tie the game. They lose it on a 2-point conversion. But wild. Sean Payton, Russell Wilson finally putting up points. That defense is obviously good. But you look at this Dolphins offense, and they're also just, you know, slinging the ball around the yard. They were stopped a little bit, obviously, last week by the Patriots. They played them pretty well. Like, I can't really complain with what the Patriots did. But sticking to this game, I see a high-scoring matchup. But what do you make of, you know, again, the matchup with Denver heading to Miami?
I think it might be different if Denver was home for this one. Yeah. But one, looking at the injury report, they're missing Frank Clark and Justin Simmons. Those are pretty big losses against this team. The Dolphins are probably going to be without Jalen Waddle. He's missed the past 2 days with a concussion. And, you know, especially nowadays, teams are, as they should be, more cautious about that. They also don't have Selvin Ahmed, which isn't a huge loss, but he's a pretty good contributor for them. But still, this Dolphins offense, I don't know if anybody has found an answer for their short little wheel motions that they like to do. The Patriots certainly didn't. When I was going through every play, they used it and actually targeted it. It's like, yeah, no, it's very hard to stop. Even without the speed from Jalen Waddle, you've seen that Braxton Berrios, River Craycraft, like they can still make things happen. And Tyreek Hill, always have to account for him. And the run game can actually get it done for the Dolphins as well. So I think they're going to win this one pretty handily. And that's also because I think Vic Fangio's defense is going to be sound enough to take care of things with Russell Wilson and make sure that they don't get beat and give up big plays and really force him to put drives together, which, you know, we'll see if they can do that consistently. These are also two teams that have, you know, been in close games recently. The Dolphins have been able to pull them out, and the Broncos haven't. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Dolphins here. I think they win this one, maybe not comfortably, but I think by at least a touchdown.
All right. So Taylor is taking the Dolphins -6.5. I'm going to take Denver +6.5. I think Miami ultimately wins the game. I wrote about this one in my 3 games to watch, which you can read on clnsmedia.com. But I'm taking the Broncos. I think they're going to keep it tight, and I think the total is going to go over. I look at that Dolphins defense, and, you know, we've talked about Vic Fangio for, you know, 2 weeks now, and not that he's a great defensive coordinator, but the Chargers put up a lot of points. The Patriots were able to hang a little bit. I think Denver can do the same. So I'm going to take Denver +6.5, and I'm going to take over 47.5. I think we see another one of those shootouts similar to what we saw with the Dolphins and the Chargers 2 weeks ago. So speaking of FanDuel, let's quickly hear from our sponsor.
Into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
That's FanDuel. Let's go. We're going to stay in the AFC East one more time because the Bills are headed to Washington. They are 6.5-point road favorites, according to FanDuel. 43.5 is the total. The Bills, we talked about it last week. They lose to the Jets and Zach Wilson in week one. And everyone thinks that, you know, they're done and they're toast. And then they go and they beat the Raiders pretty handily last week. They covered the spread. Now they're heading to Washington, who is 2-0 under Sam Howell. They look pretty good. Jahan Dotson's a great wide receiver. Terry McLaurin's banged up, and they're still able to, you know, put up points. There's a couple, like, Twitter film clips that I've seen of Sam Howell, and I know it's obviously not the entire sample size, and he probably still has a long way to go, given that it's his first year starting. But, man, he makes some throws that it's like, wow, he can play in this league if he, you know, can just string everything else together. So they obviously have that front seven in Washington, Chase Young and, you know, those guys. So they're going to always put up fights this year. I think it's interesting, again, that they're 2-0 in that NFC East that is usually up for grabs anywhere. I know Dallas is obviously Dallas this season, but Buffalo is a touchdown favorite. What do you make of it? Do the Bills keep winning? Can the Commanders keep winning? What do you make of this matchup?
Yeah, I think Washington, like you said, is going to keep this one tough, especially with their defense.
They're frisky.
Front. Like, I think, they're going to put a whooping on the Bills' offensive line, which I think is solid, but Washington's just built different. But because the Bills can score at will, as long as Josh Allen's on point, like him and Stephon Diggs are an unbeatable duo. Dawson Knox hasn't participated this week, I don't think, at least according to the injury report. So I think that's pretty significant because he's kind of his second most reliable target, I'd say. And again, I'm not sure. James Cook has been out, but it says it was for personal reasons, so I'm not sure what his availability will be like. But I think that because of that Washington front, that he may have a hard day on the ground. So, yeah, I do think this one's going to be tough, but I think that the Bills are going to be able to squeak it out by, like, a touchdown at least, just because they're such a hard team to stop one.
Right.
And I think the Commanders are going to be in it late in the game, and then I think we're going to see a late push from the Bills to put it away.
Taylor Kyles is going backdoor cover from the Bills to make it a touchdown or more. So he's going Bills minus 6.5. Again, I think Washington, I always gravitate towards quarterbacks, and I think I just like what Sam Howell does. Again, he seems frisky. He seems like he's in a no-lose situation in Washington because it's like, all right, this is your team. Nobody's really expecting much of you, but Ron Rivera names you the starter, and it's just like go out and ball and see what happens. New ownership, new team. They're fun. I like Sam Howell. So I'm going to go with the cover for the Commanders plus 6.5. And point total wise, I lean over 43.5. It feels a little low. And I just think Buffalo puts up points. I think Washington, again, if they keep it close, they're going to have to score. So I'm going over 43.5. Let's stay in the AFC with the Colts going to the Ravens. The Ravens are 8.5 point favorites at home. Minus 370 on the money line. You got to lay a lot. The Colts plus 295 over at FanDuel with a total of 44.5. Again, like I said, gravitating towards quarterbacks for me, Anthony Richardson looks like a baller, but he looks like someone that they sort of need to tone it down a little bit because through two games, he's gotten hurt in both games. I believe he's in concussion protocol currently. And it's sort of been the talk of the NFL this week where if you have a running quarterback, don't hold him back because that's their skill set. Let him go because, you know, this whole Justin Fields thing in Chicago. But with Anthony Richardson, I don't know if he doesn't slide. I don't know if he just, you know, has a knack to not stay healthy or use his head, what have you. But, you know, hurt twice through two games. He looks great, but you got to keep those guys healthy. Their running backs have had problems too in Indy, obviously. Jonathan Taylor's not there. Evan Hull went down. Zach Moss had a broken arm. So I feel like they're a little banged up. But then you look at the Ravens, and we've talked about the Ravens injury report every single day when we're down at Gillette, and there are guys littered with that thing. Linemen, Tyler Linderbaum, Odell Beckham, obviously J.K. Dobbins goes down. Lamar Jackson, the most – you would think the quarterback in the NFL that's, you know, most susceptible to injury is the only guy that stays healthy on that team. It's crazy. But again, Colts at Ravens, Ravens minus 8.5 point favorites. What do you make of the matchup, and how do you see this one going?
If Anthony Richardson were playing, because the Ravens are so banged up, I would think that they could have a sneaky chance at making this a close one, but I don't think that's the case right now. I think Lamar Jackson's playing some great football. Their defense is still very good. They're so well coached that even when they have backups in there, they're still going to give you a fight. I think the Ravens win this one pretty comfortably.
I think so too. Originally in my notes, you know, prepping for said segment that we're doing right now, I went with the Colts because 8.5 is just so many points, but at home in Baltimore, not sure about your quarterback, not really practicing all week. It feels like you don't really get in a rhythm. This feels like one of those games where the Ravens just win it like 40-10. You know, slinging it all across the yard. Zay Flowers goes for two touchdowns. He might even run one in from 60 yards, what have you. So I'm going to take the Ravens, and I'm going to take over the 44.5. Before we continue, Taylor, I'm hungry. I'm sure you're hungry. So let's listen to our over at Factor Meals.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
That's Factor. Go get it. Factor. Press pass. Best sponsors over here. Go get your meals. Monday night football. A doubleheader once again. Eagles are headed to Tampa.
We keep doing this.
I don't know. It's weird. It's a 7:15, 8:15 stagger. You can't watch both games. It's kind of silly. I don't like it, but we'll talk about both of them because it gives you two games to bet on Monday, not only at FanDuel, but you can also get your advice at Odds Are, where the Eagles are 4.5-point favorites on the road at Tampa, who talking about frisky teams, talking about quarterbacks, talking about Sam Howell. Sam Howell just reminds me of Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Baker's been good. Baker's a guy who has had a roller coaster career. But when you give him an offense with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, it's kind of hard to mess up. They're playing well. They're 2-0. Welcoming the 2-0 Eagles. So this will actually be a pretty good Monday Night Football matchup. The total at FanDuel is 46. I know where I'm going with this one, but I'm going to save it, and I want to hear your thoughts on this game first.
I'm just going with my brain here. I want to say that Buccaneers have a – and I think they can make this more competitive than they probably should with a team that's – with an Eagles team that's going up against – no offense, but, you know, a Baker Mayfield-led team, I think they're just like he and Jalen Hurts are in very different areas of their careers right now. But, yeah, like you said, Mike Evans, he's such a baller that especially the Eagles are down Avante Maddox, so I think they could scheme some pretty good matchups up for him, especially the Eagles. Their communication tends to kind of dip when Maddox is out there. Like last year, you saw a ton of plays that were in the slot area that they were giving up where Maddox just doesn't really – allow those kind of things to happen. So I'm not going to overthink this one. I think the Eagles win. I hate saying comfortably again. It's Monday Night Football, all that, the lights, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles are going to handle business.
The last time I saw Baker Mayfield in a primetime NFL football game, he had been in Los Angeles with the Rams for about 3 days, and he went in there with Sean McVay in his ear, calling backyard football plays, basically, and went in there and won the game. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. He went down the field 90-something yards, just slinging it to guys like Tutu Atwell and Van Jefferson. As you can tell, by the way, I'm like grinning right here. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. I think I have to take Baker and the Bucs here. It's me. Maybe you said not overthinking it, so it's kind of me not overthinking it, just going with my gut and going with Baker. But I do. I think at home, Monday night, lights are bright. Baker likes it. A couple good wide receivers, a defense that's always been pretty good. I'm going the Bucs plus 4.5. I think they can win this one outright, so I might even sprinkle the money line at plus 190. And I'm going over 46. I think both of these teams can score points. I know that that Philly front is obviously, you know, nothing to not write home about, and Baker might be running for his life. But – when you have outlets like Evans and Godwin, I think you can win the matchup. So I'm going to take the Bucs, not only plus 4.5, but I'm going to take them on the money line plus 190 at FanDuel as well. The second Monday Night Football game is the Rams at the Bengals. The Bengals, again, are at home, and they are 3-point favorites, according to FanDuel. 43.5 is the total. Joe Burrow hasn't practiced this week. That would put Jake Browning in the mix, Washington's quarterback, or the old Washington Huskies quarterback. If you remember when the Washington Huskies made the college football playoff a few years ago, that was Jake Browning at quarterback. He might be flung into the mix here should Joe Burrow not play. The Rams, a team where Puka Nacua has been like a godsend for them with Cooper Kupp out. It's pretty crazy that, you know, a rookie fifth round pick out of BYU comes in and balls. But when you have a guy like Matt Stafford, who we've talked about now 3 weeks on this show, who can go in there. And again, I use the term sling the rock all the time, but that he is the definition of go back there and just, you know, throw the ball all around the yard. And they now head to Cincy. Oh, this is actually a Super Bowl 50 something rematch. Now that I think about it.
Oh, Rams, yeah. Bengals. That's a good call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So interesting one. Burrow banged up. Puka Nacua balling. What do you make of the matchup? Who do you like in it?
With Burrow not practicing, I got to go Rams. It's my, yeah. Matt Stafford. Apparently it's Puka, and that means that good thing is going to happen. But, yeah, especially this Bengals team is just slow out of the gate. I don't know what to make of it yet, but it's one of those things where you got to show me something before I can really bet on you. I think I bet on them the last couple weeks, and that didn't work out for me. So, yeah, I'm going with Matt Stafford.
Yeah, so it's like I find it hard to believe that the Bengals are going to fall to 0-3 on the season. That just doesn't sound right to me. It's almost like, oh, this isn't how the script is supposed to go that everybody talks about. But with Burrow out and the way the Rams are playing right now, how do you not pick them? I'm kind of surprised that even with Burrow being banged up and the idea that he might not play, that they're still 3-point favorites. So I'm going to go with the Rams. This is one where I'm not going to overthink it. I think people will overthink it. I like the Rams with the points. 43.5 seems high with Burrow not playing because, again, if it's Jake Browning, they haven't really scored a ton of points with Burrow there. Their offenses are clicking, so you take out the quarterback. I don't think they're going to score many points either way. So I'm going to go Rams plus 3. I'm going to go under 43.5. That's it for the NFL, my friend Taylor Kyles. But we have to do it. We got to do it. College football, Coach Prime, the Colorado Buffaloes.
With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Too busy this fall to cook? Want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing your goals. Looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try the delicious dietitian-approved Calorie Smart Meals with around less than 550 calories per serving. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/presspass50 and use code presspass50 to get 50% off. That's code presspass50 at factormeals.com/presspass50 to get 50% off.
On the road at Oregon, Colorado is the 18th ranked team in the country. Oregon is the 10th ranked team in the country. Coach Prime, Shedeur Sanders, heading to, is it Eugene, Oregon? I believe that's where they play. Over at them Nike facilities. And they're taking on the Oregon Ducks, who Bo Nix at quarterback, probably a fringe first-round pick next season. Shedeur Sanders could be making his way up there as well. That kid can certainly ball. You got Shiloh Sanders, Dion's other kid on the defensive side of the ball. Travis Hunter, who got hurt last week. It sounds like he's not going to play. I believe Coach Prime has said he's going to be out up to 3 weeks. So you're missing one of the best players in the country, and you are 21-point underdogs. The total is 70.5. Where would you go? I know, again, not that you're not we're trying to get you into college football here now that you're up here.
I'm learning.
I know that you've been watching – the Colorado Buffaloes because of Coach Prime. Yes. So what do you make of this team? What do you make of the matchup?
So with all my knowledge, 21 points for a team coached by Deion Sanders. Like from what I've seen, they're clearly still a team that's building. Like I'm not going to sit here and pretend like they're going to play any, you know, top tier college team and really be in the fight all the time. I think that's asking a lot. And we've seen it. Like they definitely struggle at times. Like they've started slow. I think the last week or two. And there are times where they sputter, but there's also like when Shadur was like, yeah, I just went Brady mode.
Right.
That you believe him because he literally gets traded by Brady and they talk and stuff. So
take the points.
I feel like such a fraud. Yeah, I'll take the points. Go Colorado. That
Let's
seems
go.
Like 21 points seems like a lot. This is a team that's got some fight in them. So, yeah, I'll go Colorado.
That's what I think, too. Look, I don't know if they're going to win it. It seems like they're outmatched. Oregon's really good, and they're on the road. But 21 points for this Colorado team, like, they're not going to go out without a fight. So even if they're down, you know, 28, even 35 going into, like, the fourth quarter, I can see Shadur not giving up and trying to throw a couple touchdowns in there to at least make it respectable. So I'm going to take Colorado plus 21. And I also think it's going to go over 70.5. I think both of these teams score points. Both of these teams probably not great on defense. I know Colorado's not. I haven't paid attention enough to Oregon, but I know that Colorado can score. So I'm going to take the over 70.5. And I'm taking Coach Prime plus 21. I'm not going to touch the money line. I don't think they win it, but I do think they keep it tight. So that is it for this week here on Press Pass. This one, again, is brought to you by Odds R. If you go to oddsr.com/presspass, you get a 30-day free trial of all of their betting advice. If you don't want to do that, you can also just come here and listen to our betting advice. But I suggest going over to oddsr.com/presspass. Again, I am Mike Cadluck. He's Taylor Kyles. Thank you all for watching, and we will see you next week for all of your sports betting advice.